flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm starting with the review of the meeting.
Minutes from our last meeting that was on Monday, February 26th. I make a motion to accept meeting minutes as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Still out of.
Huh?
Still out of sorts with the board.
I still gotta get used to, yeah, I'm used to having the board a different way, so.
Thank
we'll
you.
Get better at it.
All right. I make a motion to close the regularly scheduled board meeting at 7:01. Any second?
Second. Who seconded that?
He got it.
Okay. Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to open the public hearing on Local Law 1 of 2024, titled Adopting a Moratorium on Certain Solar Energy Uses at 7:01 p.m. Need a second?
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I nominate, are you signing things? Can you read the local law?
Sure. Section 1, purpose and intent. You want the whole title read to?
Whatever suits your fancy.
The purpose of this local law is to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the town of Freedom and to maintain a status quo as to certain solar energy uses as the preset laws and ordinances, regulations on the town do not adequately address this type of use. The moratorium will stop the processing of applications for and the issuing of any permits, certifications of occupancy, and approvals of certain land uses relating to solar energy, including but not limited to solar farms. The moratorium is for a period of 6 months, allowing the town board to analyze and determine potential appropriate revisions and amendments to the town of Freedom laws and ordinances concerning this use. Section 2, legislative findings. The town of Freedom town board does hereby find that without a temporary halt on processing, permitting, and approval for certain solar land uses, there is the potential that such uses could be located in unsuitable areas within the town and or on particular lots without adequate dimensional regulations in place. The potential for unsuitable location of and lack of proper dimensional regulations for such uses would have materially adverse and irreversible impacts on the town. The town board also finds that it is in need of time to perform the necessary analysis if the potential types of solar energy facilities that could be located in the town. By maintaining the status quo regarding such uses, the town board can provide for the planned orderly growth and development of the town. Section 3, moratorium imposed applicably.
What's your confidence?
Liberty. What'd you say?
What's your confidence?
Okay. For the period of time for 6 months following the effective date of the adoption of this local law, no application may be processed and no permits, certificates of occupancy, approvals, denials, determinations, and interpretations may be issued or granted for any land uses relating to solar energy, including but not limited to solar farms. The term land uses regulating to solar energy shall be broadly construed to include any facility designated to generate electric power to be marketed, sold, or used for other than the power demands of the improvements on the property on which such facility is located. Not included within the scope of this moratorium are solar energy facilities designed to generate electric power solely for the use of improvements located on the same property. The term solar farm shall mean a collection of solar panels covering 1/4 acres or more of land that is designed to capture sunlight and transform it into electricity. This definition includes freestanding and ground pole mounted photovoltaic panels that are mounted on or affixed to residential dwellings for their use, for municipal buildings or existing panels mounted on commercial and or industrial buildings. The local law shall be binding on the town board, building inspector, code enforcement officer, of town officials and employees, and any applicant or real property owner in the town desiring to apply for or receive a permit, certificate of occupancy, or approval in the town approval. During the period of moratorium, the town board shall endeavor to complete all reasonable and necessary review, study, analysis, and if warranted, revisions to the town of Freedom laws and ordinances. During the period of moratorium, no applications will be accepted, nor permits, certificates of occupancy, or approvals issues which would authorize development within the town for land uses relating to solar energy as described above. Section 4, term. The moratorium shall be in effect for a period of 6 consecutive months from its effective date. This local law shall be subject to renewal for a cumulative period of up to an additional 6 months, if necessary, by resolution of the town board. Section effects on other laws.
Section 5.
I'll have to strike that, yeah.
To the extent that any law, ordinance, rule or regulation, or parts thereof are in conflict with the provision of this local law, including all provisions of Article 16 of the New York State Town Law concerning special use permit, site plan, building permit, and certificate of occupancy, procedure and requirements, this local law shall control and supersede such law, ordinance, rule, or regulation. Section 6, waiver. Owing to the limit scope and duration of this moratorium, there is no provision being made in this local law for any waivers of applicability. However, the town board may, but is not obligated to, promulgate?
I don't even know what that means.
You lie to it all certainly.
regulations by resolution of the board authorizing a hardship waiver process to this moratorium. Severability. If the clause, sentence, paragraph, section, or part of this local law shall be adjudged by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, such judgment shall be confined in its operation to the clause, paragraph, section, or part thereof directly involved in the controversy in which such judgment shall have been rendered, and the remaining provision shall remain in full force and effect. Section 8, effective date. This local law shall take effect immediately upon its filing with the Secretary of State in accordance with the New York Municipal Home Rule.
Thank you, Denise. Catch your breath. Lyle, how much work has the planning board done on crafting a town solar law?
Well, other than what we got here, we haven't done much other than that.
I mean, there's got to be a handful of other laws filed with the Department of State that we could pretty much pick and choose the provisions we'd like in ours, correct?
We've been working on putting this together.
I don't think you need to, like, reinvent the wheel. I mean, if you want to, by all means.
No,
you got to fix celery.
So, we put this together, basically, just to get something started, you know. Can go more into it, which we haven't gone into, you know. But everything's basically covered on this law.
I guess what I would like to see in it is significant and enforceable bonding of the project if the developer goes broke, and do some research on what kind of payments have been received by host communities on other projects. I mean, I've heard horror stories where towns didn't even have a law and companies would have paid a host payment, but they just slid in under the radar. And I'd like to see if a solar project were on a town, need to get maximum benefit from it and make sure that the long-term benefits and impact to the community, the farm ground, is minimal.
So,
I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah. I think we should try to get all the done out of it, you know. So.
But the bonding's huge.
Is there anyone that can Google other towns? That's what I did.
Well,
I contacted other towns.
We can search. We can search the Department of State registry. So all you do is you type in like solar law,
mm-hmm.
and any town in the state that's passed a solar law, it'll come up.
Right.
We've done that on other issues like reserve funds and, you know, investment policies, laws of that nature. You can also get then county laws will come up as well. So. If you want some help with that, Lyle, myself or Mindy can. If you want to come in Thursday, I'm going to be here because Mindy and I have to do something.
We'd rather print it off a few local towns.
All right.
Well, with battery storage.
All right. That'd be good. Do any other town board members have some guidance that you would like to see the planning board consider in their discussions?
Damages. I mean, just what that comes up with bonding and protections and stuff.
But I mean, we can reach out to the State Department of Agriculture, but some of these projects are like clearing all the topsoil off of an area. Even if you put that back, it's not the same. You know, 40, 50 years later. It doesn't need to be done. There's projects where that wasn't done. They like doing it because it's easier for construction. But guys, I don't know if you've ever taken the back road between Mount Morris and Nunday. We've got a massive project going up there that you'll be able to see from the west side of the
airplane school.
Well, if you're at Letchworth Park, like High Banks, you know, Middle Reservation Road, you'll be able to see across the river from there. They just like they took like a 20-acre field and they removed all the topsoil. No idea what they're doing.
It's on both sides of 408. I think there's going to be 26 sites up.
Well, this was the river road, the back road.
Yeah.
Take it sometime on your way back from work. If you come out of Nunday, out of Porterville, you know this. Before I head down to Nunday. There's that farm with like four or five harvester silos on the right. There's a road to your left.
Yeah.
Go down there, and then there's that old mansion back in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a left there, that's what I call River Road.
Okay.
Go down there, and it'll bring you out right above the dam entrance of the park as you're going into Mount Morris.
Yeah,
when
you see the signs that say no solar delivery out over
the
place. And then it's on both sides of 408. Somewhere up there, they have 26 different sites where they're putting solar.
Who was the property owner?
I don't know.
Probably Chris, I guess. But anyway, do we have anyone for public comment?
No.
Unless any board members have any... we have to pass this, don't we?
It's down below. You gotta close it out.
I'll make a motion to adopt. Okay, so I make a motion to close the public hearing at 7:14 p.m.
I second it.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to open the regular scheduled board meeting at 7:14 p.m.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right. I make a motion to pass Local Law 1 of 2024 titled Adopting a Moratorium on Certain Solar Energy Uses.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. My new business. Freedom Cleanup You need to set a date, time, and place. For the spring one, not like we got the fall one yet to do, correct?
Oh, the fall one you don't do till later, but this is just your spring one.
So, did we already pick the 17th and 18th?
Yeah, those are the days that Jimmy and I talked about.
That's good with Jim. That's good with me. Does anyone else have any issues with those dates and times? All right. Seeing no concerns, I make a motion to set the Freedom Cleanup Days be on May 17th and 18th between the times of 7 and 3, and they will be located at Prairie Auto Wrecking.
Second.
Did we have to specify having to be up there again?
She's already obligated. She took the pay.
Okay.
You guys did that last fall. roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right. Next, Mr. Douglas Wicks has submitted a resume for the open position on the planning board, and I make a motion to accept Mr. Doug Wicks. Well, before that, does anyone have any questions for Doug? He's here tonight. Doug, how long have you lived in the town for? You've owned property here for a number of years.
I just, I think probably May or June.
Something like that.
Okay.
May or June, July. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. But,
Because I still own another property.
In Lancaster.
Yeah.
How long do you own property in town Freedom for?
31 years. I think 30 or 31 years this April.
It's funny how the time just goes ago.
Doug hates onerous government regulation and can't stand overbearing authoritarian planning boards.
So I already know that.
I'd love to have it. You told me. If the town of Lancaster gets worse, he might have the kill dozer.
Oh, no.
No, don't do that. I'm not inspired.
Arnold the Alligator?
Yeah.
Albert the Alligator.
Albert.
You know, I met that guy years ago. I was in his house when he lived in Marilla. And he, like, I think that's insanity what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I think, you know.
What's Albert the Alligator?
He's a 750-pound alligator that this gentleman has owned for 34 years.
They're going to take it away
from him?
There
we
have.
They taped up its mouth and everything.
He got it.
No,
he should
have had people swimming in its pool.
Wow. Were they adults?
Yes. Yes.
That was their choice.
And there were kids there petting it.
No.
The parents were with the kids, so, you know.
Yes.
The DEC came in and took it, along with the SBCA.
It was my high school, middle school science teacher that got busted on Portville for having all those turtles and snakes.
Oh, really?
You remember him? Mr. Engelder?
Yep.
Yes. It was him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the overreach story, though.
Well, this gentleman it was permitted, but rules changed, so he kept emailing them. He's got all the emails, kept emailing them and asking them what these rules are and stuff. So.
And it was during COVID, so there was some miscommunication for that, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So he didn't get renew his permit in 2021, I think it was, right now.
Yeah,
so
but he held it for 34 years.
My crocodile
register. You better quit.
He put in a pool and everything. Callie's cool.
Put an addition on his house.
Yep.
With the heated floors.
Yep.
Heated pool.
Yep.
Such abuse.
And chances are he wouldn't have lived to be 34 years old had it been in a while.
Them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all over. He's got 100 some thousand signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I signed it
and donated
money. Was it online?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Doug, for your willingness to serve in this capacity for the town. We appreciate it. I make a motion to accept Doug Wicks to finish the term for the planning board position filled until 12/31/2026.
I second it.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Hi, old business, Freedom FNS.
Drive Gun Club. Greater Parnerville, Armorsville, and Sedusky Ride in Illinois.
I didn't realize they had such a collaboration.
Yes. They had emailed me, actually I missed it in February, about the Easter shoot and its conflict with the noise ordinance.
What's the conflict?
They want to go later.
Then 11 p.m.
What time?
Till they're done.
It's freedom.
So
don't live in a time of tyranny.
So I shared with you just a few minutes ago. I checked with our town attorney to see what we could do. And in his opinion, the law passed in 2009 does not adequately define unreasonable noise or annoyance in the law, so that, and it does not specify a certain decibel level in the noise, and he feels it would probably not be enforceable, and that we should go ahead and let them proceed.
Well, you don't know if it's annoying until someone complains, so.
Oh, you better ask my dog Suki,
because
she'll.
But
Suki. Give her some earmuffs that night.
It's not defined in the law what annoying means. So
All I can get is that law was passed to appease certain local residents that we had an ordinance, but it has no teeth. So I think we should still
What time does it say till? What time does this?
Well, they have a traveling trap shoot or something.
Oh yeah.
But they're not sure what time they're gonna finish up. Well, let's just pass a variance of the noise ordinance. They were kind enough to request it, and
yeah.
I don't have a problem doing that. Do you, Nick?
I don't have a problem.
What's the date?
Easter the 31st.
April 1st is a Monday. It must be a Saturday.
No.
Or Sunday, isn't it?
Easter.
So it's the 31st. It's on Easter.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those sacrilegious heathens. Hoping it's after Mass.
It's going to be 11 p.m.
But we're religious freedom in this country, so if they want to do it, is there a church?
Well,
so, yeah.
So they're going to hold it this year on Saturday before Easter.
Oh,
before Easter.
So, but if they go into Sunday morning.
They're going to be out there until 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
They're dedicated.
Yes.
Well, they're shooting into a hill.
Yes.
So like the noise like isn't going to travel that. So I pass a resolution to have Freedom Farmersville Sandusky Riding Gun Club a variance to the town noise ordinance with regard to their trap shoot on March 30th and going into March 31st.
Do we just want to stay for their yearly Easter shoot so we don't have to do
that? Yes. You're so smart. So why don't you say it?
I propose we pass a resolution for the Freedom Farmersville and Sandusky Riding Gun Club to have a variance for their yearly Easter shoot to our local noise ordinance from 2009.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right, Nick, what was, did you have to discuss about Armstrong?
So Mindy was looking into using them for our internet provider,
mm-hmm.
and we are currently paying $159.98 a month for Spectrum. If we switch to Armstrong, which would be the same
quality
and service, the monthly bill would go to $114.95 a month. So we would save over $500 a year.
Hey, ho.
There is, though, a one-time setup fee of $110.
Those pirates.
So.
All right. So someone want to make a motion to switch?
I'll make a motion to switch to Armstrong Internet from Spectrum.
My second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Anyone sign up for public comment?
Nope.
All right. So Jim's not here tonight because he had surgery on his hand. Was it his hand?
It was carpal tunnel surgery, yes.
So we did get the wood chipper. I saw that was delivered today.
What is it?
Yeah, it was an ordeal. Jim had to pay for it on his own credit card because coming out of Canada, they wanted a cashier's check before it was shipped.
Oh.
So Jim paid for it and I need to reimburse him. But then, in the absence of no snow to plow, the town guys have been doing a fantastic job trimming trees back, getting rid of some potential liabilities around town. So Jim and the guys have been doing a fantastic job. As far as I'm concerned with the one shift on the plows, I go up to the farm around 4:30, quarter of five, and they have been gone up Cheeseman back every morning before I've been out. So I don't know what you've seen at your place. They beat the county by an hour and a half. So, I mean, I'm not trying to like sing Jim praises. I'm afraid you're friends or something. But the highway crew is doing a very nice job as far as I'm concerned. So I make a motion to accept all reports and communications as submitted.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harrell.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to accept general voucher 55-76 in the amount of $5,373.14 for an annual total of $76,434.08. So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to adopt highway voucher 24-33 in the amount of $9,395.34 for an annual amount of $72,338.72.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move the acceptance of lighting voucher 3 of 3 for the amount of $375.14 for an annual total of $1,077.10.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move to adjourn our meeting at 7:27 p.m.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Harum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Denise Willard.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Ayo.